Welcome to the world of obfuscation. It's a great tool. I love that word, obfuscation. Mr. Webster defines it this way, as a transitive verb, to throw into shadow, darken, to make obscure, also to confuse, as to obfuscate the reader. That's what we're going to look at. As a writer, the practice of obfuscation is a handy way to build tension, drama, anticipation, and chaos into your story to hook your readers and help drive them to the finish. Where to begin? The science of creating tension in your novel can be elusive. Trying to imagine the possibilities as you write can be challenging. Try this instead, and this works great on key scenes that direct large sequences of your story, but on a scene-by-scene basis. First, write out the scene in extreme longhand. Explain every subtle backstory nuance, and add in a relevant good guy, bad guy interaction in detail, excessive detail. Keep a scope around the extent of the scene, an event, a dialogue between two or three characters, a location. We're not talking about the entire story here, but just a small piece of it. Consider the description of a key character. Write everything about them down to the number of visible nose hairs and the critical scar on their left hand. Wait, what's the relevance of the scar? Who cares at this point? You can decide that later. Have a character detail their story arc, how he left the tool shed, crossed the creek, dodged the police car on the road, evaded the guard dog, then made it up to the bad guy's hideaway just as it got dark. Maybe 500 words, long on detail, short on context. We'll return to this in a moment. In some ways, this emulates an outline, a short burst of one anyway, but write it as if it were going to be the actual pages in the book. Include dialogue. Make it sound real, just verbose. What's next? Put it away for a while. I like to let a scene percolate for a while I approach it with my editor's hat on. Make a copy of it in a secure place in your story tree. You are going to feed off of it, but you want to leave it intact. Here's an example. You write a scene in which the character, an attractive woman, enters a bank. All eyes follow her as she waits in line, then approaches a teller to cash a check. In your narrative, you describe all of her physical characteristics. The sexy way she dresses, her shape, her hair color, her nose, skin tone, race, sex, height, weight, left or right-handed, and has a scar on her left hand. You write out a protracted dialogue about showing her ID, verifying her account information, how much she wants the check for, a lot, and how the teller in the cage next door reacts to her smiling at him. All this is way too much information on the first look, but write it anyway. Now, you need to rewrite this into the scene you want to use, and I'm going to bullet it out. Bullet number one. The woman teller notices her dress as she walks up. Not what I would wear to a bank. Bullet two. She asks to cash a check. The teller comments that she has a lovely French accent and says, I just returned from holiday in France. How long since you've been home? Subpoint A. You know you are not in France right now, just by the dialogue. Possibly England by the way the teller uses the word holiday instead of vacation. Subpoint B. She must have an accent, otherwise why would the teller assume she was French? Bullet point 3. The woman does not gauge her in conversation. Subpoint? Why? Was there something about being from France that is important to the story? Second subpoint? If not, why go there in the first place? What is she hiding without having to openly ask that? Bullet point 4. How do you wish the bills? In hundreds, she responds, suggesting the check is large, but not stating so directly. Bullet point 5. When she turns to leave and walks away, the teller, put off by the woman's aloofness, comments, "Skinny little bitch." Bullet point 6. The male teller responds, "Yeah, but she's bloody hot." These last two elements illustrate the conflicting effect she has on those around her without you having to explicitly say so. You have pulled a number of things from your character scene, but left most of them obfuscated or obscured from your reader for now. Go back to the original document and add a strike through or change the color to those portions of her description or action you did use, a reminder of what you dragged out. You shouldn't have to repeat them if you write a good new scene. As your character interactions build, decide what additional characteristics from your original writing are important and carefully weave them into the late scenes. Think of the scar on the left hand. Maybe add that to the mix a few chapters later. And the scar becomes the critical clue that unravels the mystery. You actually didn't think of one before you started writing. Either as a clue she is a bad girl, based on the common fictional stereotype, and as we know, bad people always have scars. It's true. Or the opposite. The scar is a misdirect, thrown in to mislead your reader into thinking this bitch in a tight dress is a bad girl, when actually she might be an undercover Interpol agent. Okay, I'm stretching this a little bit, but you should be able to get the idea. Here's another example. Take our terrain-crossing character from earlier in this example. You have already written a scene with his entire over-the-river-and-through-the-woods journey, but you want to trim it down, and as you write it, you get an idea. He crouched below the back window. He could still hear the dog barking in the distance. How did he manage to evade the police on the road and the guard dog without getting caught? That question simmered slowly inside him as he shivered, his clothing wet. Something was not right. All this in just 50 words. You didn't use all of the pieces. No need to. They are still there if you need them. And notice you said the dog, not a dog. This implies that dog was a key factor, not just noise in the background. You didn't really think of that before, but it popped up as you wrote this scene. You had more material already written you didn't have to conjure up. That left you open to add subtle bits to enhance the storyline. Something was not right. Whoa, where did that come from? Now you have tension and a whole new direction to take your character. Some parameters here. It is important to understand you do not need to use all of the information in the original working scenes. Some of it will be completely irrelevant. But writing the scene out with an overabundance of detail frees you to look for subtleties when you rewrite it. Keep the originals, however. You never know when what you wrote and discarded can be used somewhere else. I'm L.W. Hewitt, and I've gone off-grid.